Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Enjoy this encore presentation.
Oh, there it is.
Oh, gosh, you can't get sick of this song, right?
No, well, if we did, we'd be in trouble.
Yeah.
I love it. Enjoy. Just enjoy. Good evening, North State. Welcome. You're listening to the Enjoy Hour. I'm James Mazzotta.
And I'm Rhonda Alvey.
And we also have several guests in the house, and I'm not sure Mr. Blake is here, and I don't know if he's a guest or a co-host, but we'll just go with co-host since that's kind of the role that he fills a lot of times for everything and everybody. So
thanks.
We'll just say our other co-host, Blake Fisher from Viva Downtown, is with us tonight. When we are KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. And this is North State Now with the Enjoy Hour. And you can listen to us live all over the planet at KCNR1640.com. So just I checked the numbers before we got on, and I know that you have a little bit of nerves, and that's okay. There's only 1.6 million people listening. Live.
Thank you.
Hit it, girl. Hit it. So welcome, everybody.
Yeah.
Is everybody doing okay now that the heat has come back?
Holy smokes. Oh,
I was told that from the Almanac that this was supposed to be one of the most mild summers in a long time for us. And I think that July
it has been
pretty mild. And we've had a pretty mild beginning of August, except for what it shows the next 4 to 5 days. It's like 100 and millions.
Today was kind of hot and windy hot.
Yeah.
The wind was hot.
Yeah.
It wasn't refreshing to get wind
going
on you.
The word "redding" and "refreshing," they both start with R's, but that's about it. That's
not in the summer.
That's about as close as they get. So, what are we doing? So, we are in August 2025, issue 227, Great Escapes. This issue has a little bit of a theme regarding
getaways. Yeah.
Close by.
Yep.
You know, we always try to do something that's themed for the issue. We found that the theming is really working well for us. It's working well for our salespeople. But, you know, even though it has a theme, it's kind of, you know, tied throughout the magazine.
Kind of.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But it's not, like, doesn't take over. So no matter what the theme is, there's still always something.
And I'll tell you why that is. Because a lot of times there are events that don't match the themes. A lot of times there's a really amazing story that would go better with a certain month.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to have that miss out because we're doing these themes. So we try and do 4 to 6 stories about the themes. Mm-hmm. And that really helps the sales team. The sales team do a really good job getting advertising that matches the theme. So
well, and that's what people want. I mean, that's why we've seen the success in it, is because people, you know, if they're involved in something, an event, an entity, a thing, that's when they want to really showcase who and what they are. So
plus, I don't want to be pigeonholed to have to do something the same. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So,
but I do like this issue because it does feature some of those really great local things. And I have never done it. I really want to do it. I'm terrified to do it. I have friends that do it.
Oh, no, thank you. I do not want to do it.
And that is this paragliding stuff. And we here in the North State have two, well, I think there's more than two, but I know we've talked about this, but two really spectacular launch points for doing this. And then there's those that I see around here that actually do the paragliding with the little motors on their backs, where it's the fan that blows and you sit in the chair and it rolls around. Yeah, that to me sounds like a lot of fun.
But you know what we should do? We should introduce everybody so they could all be.
Participate? And,
yeah, why not?
Okay.
We've never really done that, have we?
All right. No, we have, and it works well. I always like that, actually.
Yeah, let's do that. So we've already introduced Blake.
And everybody knows Blake, right? I think Blake's in everybody's living room, picture or poster, or on a theater stage or in a
He's
Facebook
in my living
post
room.
Or a, you have a picture of him on your counter or.
And then we also have Tammy Jones is here also.
And Tammy Jones, we all have pictures of Tammy, and she's in everything.
She's a star.
She's a lot of downtown.
Yep.
Downtown Tammy.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also have Melinda Hunter.
Who takes all those pictures.
Yes. She takes a lot. She actually took the cover for this issue, so So it's and she takes a lot of the photos. Well, she always takes our Enjoy the View person photo, and then she takes this one she did a lot of photos for.
Yeah.
And they were a lot of last-minute ones.
Is this you flying here to get this photo?
So thank you all for being here today. It's really great that you came, and it was a lot of last-minute stuff, so we appreciate it. Thursdays are the craziest day for me because I have, like, 3 meetings in a row all downtown. And, well, one of them's in the middle. It's not really a meeting, but I do a Viva Downtown meeting, and then after that, I do the minutes for the meeting, the hour between meetings. So,
wow.
It's done.
Yeah. So it's crazy. So I'm downtown a lot. If I don't get the guests the day before, then I'm struggling the next day, trying to get everybody done in the morning before I...
And I refuse to see Rhonda on Thursdays, except for when it's time for the radio show, right?
Very
she's
good.
Like, she's kookaloo. One thing, too, we always point out, and we'll just talk it into our first break, but we obviously have our local events calendar in Enjoy, and we are quite proud of it. We, you know, anybody that has something that they want to promote, can go to the Enjoy website, which is www.enjoymagazine.com, and go to local events and go to the calendar, register yourself, sign your business up or individual or whatever it is that you're trying to promote. Get it in there in plenty of time, and we do our best to try to mine the calendar for the print publication.
And your listing that would go in this magazine is free, but we also have these smaller ads that are just a small little picture, and those are not free, but they're very affordable.
Super affordable.
And
digital content.
Yeah. Yes. So if you want anything in the October issue, you would need to get it posted by September 1st.
Yep.
So that's not a lot of time. So if you have an event in October, go online and get that posted on our website, and then we'll get it in the magazine because they get copied and pasted right into the magazine.
Yes. So we always are proud of this. I think Rhonda and the group does an amazing job. It's 4 or 5 pages every single month, broken down by territories, regions, entities, say, like the Reading Civic or Reading Library or Riverfront Playhouse or Schrader Planetarium, and it gives information about what's going on in their little circle. So it's like circle within circle, right? And then you can scan QR codes to bring it right to your phone. What do we have? Reading Beer and Wine Fest that's coming up September 20th in downtown Reading from 3 to 7 p.m. That's always a huge and fun event. We have Reading Roots Revival coming up 26th, 27th, and 28th in downtown Reading, which is another one that's a mainstay that we love. We just got done with the regalia. Or regatta.
That was fun.
Well, I said regalia. No, regatta.
Regatta.
Regalia is outfits, right? Regatta. Yeah, and I mean, that is a super cool thing because I love how it actually nods to the past of what, you know, heritage happened down in Lake Reading Park. I really wish we could find the funds to build that wall again to pull water off to the side.
That'd be so
turn
cool.
Into like what do they call that in Chico? Don't they call it the mile?
Something.
Yes, they just had to shut it down.
Did
though.
They?
Oh, jeez.
Was it contaminated?
That's so old. It was contaminated.
with fecal matter?
I don't know. I don't know, but I would imagine.
I'm trying to make Rhonda gag.
Man.
I love to do that. Let's make her throw up on air. You know, and I could understand maybe by the time it gets to Chico, right? That's a lot of ways that down, right?
Mm.
We're kind of closer to the
source.
The water, the water here though is like 20 degrees. It's so
Yay.
Cold. I don't know how many people would want to actually swim in it, but the water turns over so fast that I don't think we would have a problem.
And they may be fine now. I know that they were.
Yeah, I think they had to refurbish the whole thing.
That's we're spreading this information.
Did you
hear how many people got a coli in Chico?
It's actually a really cool, it's really a cool thing.
We had that too.
Oh, we did.
Yes, and along that side where it is now, there were like grandstands that were built
in. I know that.
And then there were big, gigantic diving boards and stuff.
Slide, too.
Yeah, they used to have all kinds of things there that were super cool, and everybody in the pictures are in those bathing suits that are like, you know, from your knees to your neck. You know, I mean, you're like drowned with the amount of fabric on you. I don't. Good times.
Right.
So
right.
You need to bring some of that back.
Is it time for a break now?
So, I mean, the regatta was happening. What else do we have here? There's a million,
there's
literally
a lot
million
of stuff
things
going on.
Stuff for open auditions are already happening. If you can't imagine,
it's, and you know what, one audition that's not in there is actually this weekend at Riverfront, and I'm directing one of the plays. So
that Rhonda, that you promised you'd never do again.
Yes, but it's called "Have Yourself a Crazy Little Christmas." It's a Christmas play. We are getting ready to cast both adults and children. We are going to cast 22 children because we're going to double cast them, and there's 11 in the play. So,
and you do that to rotate them, or you do
that because
somebody gets
strep
at school?
Yeah, there's a lot of...
Since school just started, and everybody's going to get sick again.
Right.
You're on a roll.
Yeah. But there's a lot of... a lot of times we get all the buyouts purchased, which means that they only have a Monday off for 2 weeks, and that would be too much for
a kid.
Well,
you saw me when I sat down. I disinfected my space, right? I'm a little OCD on the, like, public germs. That's why I'm here licking the sponge on the end of my microphone.
So anyway, my auditions are on Sunday.
That's the point.
Sunday the 24th at 6 o'clock. And then there's also auditions for the January play, which is called Drinking Habits, and that's all adults, and that is not directed by me. That's directed by Jeffrey Taylor, and that's going to be a really fun. It's a farce, and it's about nuns who are making wine to raise money. So it's very cute.
God bless you, Minette.
So, and the Christmas play is very family-friendly, and we're hoping we have a lot of people come out.
I wonder if nun wine tastes just like monk wine.
That's a good point.
Right? Yeah. It's like, is there a little extra something that nuns can put into their wine that monks don't know? You know, I've always had questions like that. Right? Anyway, it is already time for us to take our first break. So if you're just engaging, grab something out of the fridge, refreshing, a little snack. Grab your chair and get ready for us to come back.
Get connected to what's happening in Shasta County. Tune in to KCNR, the Shasta Live Show, your weekly dose of local business, community buzz, and dining discoveries. Join the Shasta County Chamber of Commerce, Reading Buzz, and Eat Shasta every Monday night from 6:05 to 7 p.m. Can't catch it live? No problem. Listen to the archives anytime at KCNR1460.com. KCNR and the Shasta County Chamber of Commerce, your community connection.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew and this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Don Pepin Garcia Cuban Classic. Wrapped in a beautiful Habano Rosado leaf, these cigars are jam-packed with lush, hearty Nicaraguan tobacco, rich, robust, and yet complex and balanced. Notes of cedar, smoked cashews, black pepper, and cocoa. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
There's Lake. Oh, look at Lake on the table.
Woo! Tammy and I dancing on the table.
Bumping Tam. Downtown Tammy tears it up.
It's still summer, people. I know some of y'all are back in school, but we're breaking out, baby.
And that matches the theme of the magazine. Get away.
Get away.
Get away.
Get away from me.
You creep. No. KCNR, 96.5, 1460 AM, North State Now. Enjoy our you know the crew that's here with us tonight. So, Rhonda, I'm going to let you take downtown Tammy.
I think we're
out on the floor.
We'll start with Tammy. We'll start with Tammy. So, hi, Tammy.
Hi.
Yes, so you're here to talk about
Boca.
Yay.
Yes.
Does that mean mouth?
Yes. It does, actually.
But not in the sense that you're doing Boca, or is it?
No.
Okay. All right.
It's Boca Raton.
Okay.
And the play is called Boca. And it's directed by Nadia, a good friend of mine, which is one of the reasons why I'm in the play, because this is her first time.
She strong-armed you?
No, she just... I just wanted to support Nadia and make sure that this was a good experience for her. Plus, I hadn't been on stage for a very long time, so I thought this might be really fun. And it was all very age-appropriate. To my age now, and so that's always a good thing.
Well, if you
too.
Need help blowing off the cobwebs and dust, let me know.
Yeah. But it's about senior citizens in a senior citizen community.
Oh, now that makes sense. You're exactly there.
I am, 100%. But these aren't the normal senior citizens, you know.
Yeah. Is it like Cocoon Citizen? the movie Cocoon?
A little bit.
Were they in Boca?
They could have been. I don't know.
They had alien help.
Yeah. But it, also, one good thing about it, it's a new play. It's never been done in Reading before, which is, you know, kind of hard to do. It was written during COVID, so it has a lot of things that might make you think, you know, oh, yeah. I know what that is now because of COVID.
There'll be a lot of relatability.
I think so, yeah. It's a lot of fun. It's written in vignette style, so every scene has a beginning and an end. There's a through line through the play, but every scene is going to be a little bit different. So that's kind of cool, too.
So it's like they're like mini stories?
Yeah, little mini stories within the big story. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Great cast,
yeah. Some people that I don't know, this one lady, her name is Patricia. Oh, my gosh, she just kills me. She's from Louisiana. And
new to the area, right?
New to the area, mm-hmm. And just showed up, and I'm like... Oh, my gosh. I laugh every time she gets up there. So, and then, of course, we have the veterans, Catherine Kirk, Don Tamblyn, Joe Cullis is in it. He hasn't acted in a long time either, so that's really fun.
So this is an all-star cast. We got OGs up there.
It's total OG. OG from the OG.
That was the OG for original grandma and grandpa OGs.
I'll go there, yeah.
Tammy, I'm so excited that you're doing the show. Is this going to be your first show at Riverfront's new stage?
Yeah, I haven't been on this new stage. I mean, I kind of lived at Riverfront in the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, this is really kind of a full circle moment for me to be back on the stage.
And you said this was Nadia's directorial debut?
Yes.
What's it been like working with Nadia during this process? Because you guys are friends outside of this.
Yeah. You know, I knew she would be good, but she's really good.
Mm-hmm.
She's really good. She knows what she wants. She has a good way of telling you how to get there and how to achieve it. I just think this is a great experience, and I think she's done a great job.
Some of the actresses that you mentioned in this production, you've all worked with each other for many, many years in the theater scene. What does this show mean to y'all in this season?
Well, I can't speak for anybody else, but for myself, it's just fun to be able to be in something that I know I'm right for. I don't have to pretend to be young or skinny or any of those things, you know. I just have to be me. So that's been really, really fun. Well, I'm not actually me. I'm my character, but you know what I mean.
But you're not far off from your character, maybe.
Not very. Not very.
Rhonda, what was the decision to choose this show specifically this year?
Actually, Nadia brought it to us last year.
Really?
And asked if she could do it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. And it's new, and it's something that we haven't done. It was written in 2020, and it was performed for the first time live in 22. Is that right?
I think so. I don't really know.
Where's the writer from? Do you know? Do you know any history about the writer?
No, you know what? I don't remember. Mm. I did read about her. Jessica Provance is the name.
And it was originally double cast, and so I think they might have done it close to the pandemic era you know, that would have been less people on stage and that kind of thing. But Nadia wanted to make sure that, you know, every character was a different person to give lots of different people.
And there's 10 actors, I believe.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I'm working on the program. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
It's just to verify for the program.
Okay. I'm like, oh.
10 actors and most of them are veteran actors.
Right.
Do you know how many
scenes there are, or whatever you call the
vignettes? The vignettes, there's 10 plus an epilogue.
Okay.
So, but they're not long and drawn out.
No. Yeah. I mean, I like a good story, so the story takes what it takes to tell it.
Lots
right?
of laughs.
So.
Lots of laughs, yeah. And, you know, the senior citizens are, you know, there's a little bit of an adult content to it, so that's always fun.
A little bit of language.
Not all seniors are dead.
No, these are not your typical, you know, grandma and grandpa kind of people.
They're modern.
They're still living life.
They're modern seniors.
Yes. It's lots of, you know, makeup and hair and lipstick and all that good stuff, which is I'm totally into, by the way.
Another thing that we didn't mention is you are going to be bringing your photography that's going to be displayed on our gallery wall.
Right. That's kind of exciting.
Is that something new for you?
Well, I've been taking pictures downtown since COVID. Okay. I like to post. I like to put music to my pictures. I just like to walk around downtown.
You just like to absorb and create things.
Yeah. I found walking around helps me see things that I never saw before because I'm, you know, driving past them a million miles an hour, and I'm like, oh, look at
there's
that.
There's a lot of that in Reading. I do that myself, you know. Mm-hmm. I find myself now stopping with my car and just opening my window and taking a picture of something with my phone because I'm like, wow, where'd that come from?
Right.
I just click it, and then I get home, and I think about it, and I'm like, where did that come from? How do I drive this every day and not notice this?
Right. Yeah, different light, different time of year. I have my favorite things downtown, you know.
There are things that you see.
Yeah, it's just good.
You and lots of changes, too, which is daily.
On a daily basis right now. You know, one of my favorite things is it may seem just super simple and dumb, but I absolutely love it because it's real, and that is on the wall on, what is that, Placer Street, where our old shop used to be, there was our shop, and then there was whatever Westwood, and then there was a Marte. And then there's the big, long wall that doesn't have any windows along it there. And then somebody did the art where they did the shadows of the street sign.
Oh, yeah.
The street
lamp.
That was Ty Boss.
Yeah.
And painted them smaller as they go. Mm-hmm. But if you follow, actually, in the summer...
That's exactly how it looks.
It falls within the paint of it, right? And I'm like, it is so... simple and not very visual in the sense of it doesn't stand out in bright colors and stuff, but it's real, right? Like it's like that to me is like was just a little bit of pure genius.
Yeah.
That somebody could see that and then put it in art and then the art matches real life.
Right.
So simple, and I see every time I look at it, I think, this is so cool.
Yeah. Nadia asked me to take some pictures of palm trees for the show because it's Boca, right? Mm-hmm. And so I did, and they went through a couple of alliterations and came out how she liked them. And then we said, well, why don't we use those pictures for the gallery wall? Mm. So the art play will be there.
Ooh, yeah.
It'll be like, you know, maybe somebody will like it and take
somebody
it home.
Go, oh, my God, I'm having deja vu. What's happening? I've been here before.
That's special, Tammy.
Yeah, the Art Hunger and, you know, the Reading Cultural District, all that has really been wonderful for artists. You know, because I kind of got up the courage to submit some pictures, and they were in a couple of art shows, and people actually bought some pieces. And I about flipped out. I thought that was so cool.
I bet you that made you cry a little bit.
I did. The first time it happened, I cried. I did. So,
oh,
anyway.
That's cool. That's very cool.
Yeah.
Awesome. So, give us the times and dates.
Yes, it's September 5th through the 21st.
5th through the 21st.
And, okay. You know, it's
right around the corner.
Yeah, Friday, Saturday, Sunday matinees. And there are buyouts available. So if those things don't work, maybe you could check out a buyout and get there.
I love
the buyouts.
I love
are all the sold.
Yeah, they are. Yeah.
So, that's so
for
cool.
Yours? For
yeah.
The, for the one? Oh, well, there is no buyout.
Well, there's no buyouts, but maybe you can get tickets at the buyout.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah,
okay.
That did do buyouts. Yeah, that's really exciting because,
yeah.
And what is the best way these days to get tickets for the Riverfront?
I believe online.
Online is the best way. You can get them at the door. Also, I'll remind everybody that on Thursday the 4th, we have a Pay What You Can preview. So you can come in. We do ask for a $5 suggested donation. And that money goes to helping purchase a new roof for the theater. So it's part of our Raise the Roof. And we've had really great success with the Pay What You Can. Mm. And it's really nice to see a full theater on preview.
Yeah.
So, and it really helps the cast when they see.
You just are hoping for that big spenda that comes in and wants to
drop
$100,000 for a roof.
That would be so sweet. That would be so sweet. So. Anyway,
thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate you having me on tonight and talking about
love
that.
Love to have you.
It's been really fun.
Yes.
You're the best, Tammy.
You are. You're like a little treasure. Everybody loves Tammy.
At least in my own mind.
Yeah.
Well, to you and the cast, break legs.
Thank you, Blake.
Yeah. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Cindy at Laux Landscape Supply, and it's time for our annual fall sale. That's right, it's our 6th anniversary, and we want to celebrate by saving you big bucks September 19th through the 28th on products like Dimension Pre-Emergent to stop the weeds before they start. Pick up a 50-pound bag for only $39.99. Or low mulch mix to prepare for the new lawn is only $36 a yard. Popular fir walk-on bark marked down to only $33 a yard. Even road base for the potholes will start at only $36 a yard. Need landscape weed fabric with so many sizes available? You'll be able to buy it with our deepest discounts yet. Just need to maintain the yard? Pick up a bag of our Gold Rush Winterizer Fertilizer for only $29.99 for a 50-pound bag. Come check out our store full of tools, pond products, garden hoses, hardware, and so much more to stock up on while it's all on sale at Laux Landscape Supply. Check us out on the web at LauxLandscape.com. Call us at 530-378-2220. Or just come see us at the intersection of Dersh, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. Laux Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope. That's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
I'm here today with my insurance agent of about 12 years, Kevin Wall from Allstate. He's located at 2861 Churn Creek Road. Now, Kevin, what is it that has made you such a successful insurance office for, almost 30 years?
Yes, actually, 28 years, June 1st. And the fact that we genuinely care about our clients and want to do what's best to make sure we take care of their insurance needs.
I remember when my daughter had her accident, and Allstate and your office was right there to help with the claims process.
As I mentioned, we have great staff and customer service. We really do go the extra mile. And with Allstate, if you qualify for the California Good Driver discount, you can most likely get started with as low as 1 month down.
Now, do people have to wait until the renewal to get started?
No, absolutely not. Whether your policy is coming up for renewal now or if you're midterm, it really doesn't matter. We can usually get you covered within about 15 minutes from when you call. Whether it's auto, home, or anything else that needs insured, if you just give us a call or text us, we'd be glad to help you. 530-222-2306.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous
problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident, illness, or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Most everyone knows that Orchard Nutrition Center has a big selection of vitamins and supplements, a fresh bakery and deli, organic groceries, and certified organic produce from Shasta County and surrounding areas. What I know is, my mom loves shopping at Orchard Nutrition Center. Her motto, you are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. She says that all the time. Personally, I believe her. As a kid, I like things that are sweet. So when she comes home with farm-fresh local fruit, trust me, it's sweet. Mom loves all the local veggies. And Dad, he likes meat. Orchard carries locally grown, 100% grass-fed beef. So guess what? Dad's even eating healthy, and he doesn't even know it. If you haven't been to Orchard Nutrition, you owe it to yourself and the ones you love. Just remember what my mom says. You are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. It all starts at Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m., 7 days a week.
Good lake, though. Oh, look at lake on the table.
Woo! Tammy and I dancing on the table.
Bump it, Tam. Downtown Tammy tears it up.
It's still summer, people. I know some of y'all are back in school, but we're breaking out, baby.
And that matches the theme of the magazine, Get Away.
Get Away.
Get Away.
Get away from me.
You creep. No. KCNR, 96.5, 1460 AM, North State Now. Enjoy our... You know the crew that's here with us tonight. So, Rhonda, I'm going to let you take downtown Tammy
I think we're
out
start
on the
with
floor.
The, yeah, we'll, talk,
oh,
yeah, we'll start
do,
with Tammy.
Yeah, we
yeah,
have
we'll
to.
Start with Tammy. So, hi, Tammy.
Hi.
Yes, so you're here to talk about...
Boca.
Yay.
Yes.
Does that mean mouth?
Yes. It does, actually.
But not in the sense that you're doing Boca, or is it?
No.
Okay. All right.
It's Boca Raton.
Okay.
And the play is called Boca. And it's directed by Nadia, a good friend of mine, which is one of the reasons why I'm in the play, because this is her first time.
She strong-armed you?
No, she just... I just wanted to support Nadia and make sure that this was a good experience for her. Plus, I hadn't been on stage for a very long time, so I thought this might be really fun. And it was all very age-appropriate. Mm. To my age now, and so that's always a good thing,
too.
Well,
if you can help blowing off the cobwebs and dust, let me know. I'll be happy to dust you off.
But it's about senior citizens in a senior citizen community.
Oh, now that makes sense. You're exactly there.
I am, 100%. But these aren't the normal senior citizens, you know.
Yeah. Is it like Cocoon Citizen? the movie Cocoon?
A little bit.
Weren't they in Boca?
They could have been. I don't know.
They had alien help.
Yeah. But it, also, one good thing about it, it's a new play. It's never been done in Reading before, which is, you know, it's kind of hard to do. It was written during COVID, so it has a lot of things that might make you think, you know, oh, yeah. I know what that is now because of COVID.
There'll be a lot of relatability.
I think so, yeah. It's a lot of fun. It's written in vignette style, so every scene has a beginning and an end. There's a through line through the play, but every scene is going to be a little bit different. So that's kind of cool, too.
So it's like they're like mini stories?
Yeah, little mini stories within the big story. Mm-hmm. Oh. So, yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Great cast, yeah.
Some people that I don't know, this one lady, her name is Patricia. Oh, my gosh, she just kills me. She's from Louisiana. And
new to the area, right?
New to the area, mm-hmm. and just showed up, and I'm like, yeah. Oh, my gosh. I laugh every time she gets up there. So, and then, of course, we have the veterans, Catherine Kirk, Don Tamblyn. Joe Cullis is in it. He hasn't acted in a long time either, so that's really fun.
So this is an all-star cast. We got OGs up there.
It's total OG. OG from the OG.
That was the OG for original grandma and grandpa OGs.
I'll go there, yeah.
Tammy, I'm so excited that you're doing the show. Is this going to be your first show at Riverfront's new stage?
Yeah, I haven't been on this new stage. I mean, I kind of lived at Riverfront in the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, this is really kind of a full circle moment for me to be back on the stage.
And you said this was Nadia's directorial debut?
Yes.
What's it been like working with Nadia during this process? Because you guys are friends outside of this.
Yeah. You know, I knew she would be good, but she's really good.
Mm-hmm.
She's really good. She knows what she wants. She has a good way of telling you how to get there and how to achieve it. I just think this is a great experience, and I think she's done a great job.
Some of the actresses that you mentioned in this production, you've all worked with each other for many, many years in the theater scene. What does this show mean to y'all in this season?
Well, I can't speak for anybody else, but for myself, it's just fun to be able to be in something that I know I'm right for. I don't have to pretend to be young or skinny or any of those things. You know, I just have to be me. So that's been really, really fun. Well, I'm not actually me. I'm my character, but you know what I mean.
But you're not far off from your character, maybe.
Not very. Not very.
Rhonda, what was the decision to choose this show specifically this year?
Actually, Nadia brought it to us last year.
Really?
And asked if she could do it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. And it's new, and it's something that we haven't done. It was written in 2020, and it was performed for the first time live in 22. Is that right?
I think so.
Where's the writer from? Do you know? Do you know any history about
the
writer?
No, you know what? I don't remember. Mm. I did read about her. Jessica Provence is the name.
And it was originally double cast, and so I think they might have done it close to the pandemic era you know, that would have been less people on stage and that kind of thing. But Nadia wanted to make sure that, you know, every character was a different person to give lots of different people.
And there's 10 actors, I believe.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I'm working on the program. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
It's just to verify for the program.
Okay. I'm like, oh.
10 actors and most of them are veteran actors.
Right.
How many
scenes there are, or whatever you call the
vignettes? Yes, the vignettes, there's 10 plus an epilogue.
Okay.
So, but they're, you know, they're not long and drawn out.
No. Yeah. I mean, I like a good story, so the story takes what it takes to tell it.
Lots
right?
of laughs.
So.
Lots of laughs, yeah. And, you know, the senior citizens are, you know, there's a little bit of an adult content to it, so that's always fun.
A little bit of language.
Not all seniors are dead.
No, these are not your typical, you know, grandma and grandpa kind of people.
They're modern.
They're still living life.
They're modern seniors.
Yes.
It's Florida.
Lots of, you know, makeup and hair and lipstick and all that good stuff, which is I'm totally into, by the way.
Another thing that we didn't mention is you are going to be bringing your photography that's going to be displayed on our gallery wall.
Right. That's kind of exciting.
Is that something new for you?
Well, I've been taking pictures downtown since COVID.
Okay.
I like to post. I like to put music to my pictures. I just like to walk around downtown.
You just like to absorb and create things.
Yeah. And I found walking around helps me see things that I never saw before because I'm, you know, driving past them a million miles an hour, and I'm like, oh, look at
there's
that.
There's a lot of that in Reading. I do that myself, you know. Mm-hmm. I find myself now stopping with my car and just opening my window and taking a picture of something with my phone because I'm like, wow, where'd that come from?
Right.
And I just click it, and then I get home, and I think about it, and I'm like, where did that come from? Right. How do I drive this every day and not notice this?
Right. Yeah, different light, different time of year. I have my favorite things downtown, you know.
There are things that you see.
Yeah, they're just, it's just good.
You and know lots of changes, too. Which
On a daily basis right now. You know, one of my favorite things is, it may seem just super simple and dumb, but I absolutely love it because it's real, and that is on the wall on, what is that, Placer Street, where our old shop used to be, there was our shop, and then there was whatever Westwood, and then there was a Marte. And then there's the big, long wall that doesn't have any windows along it there. And then somebody did the art where they did the shadows of the street sign.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Street lamp.
That was Ty
Boss.
Yeah.
And painted them
the
smaller
theme
as they go. Mm-hmm. But if you follow, actually, in the summer,
that's
the
exactly
shadow,
how it looks.
It falls within the paint of it, right? And I'm like, it is so simple and not very visual in the sense of it doesn't stand out in bright colors and stuff, but it's real,
right?
Like it's like some that to me is like was just a little bit of pure genius.
Yeah,
that somebody could see that and then put it in art, and then the art matches real life.
Right.
So simple, and I see every time I look at it, I think this is so cool.
Yeah. Nadia asked me to take some pictures of palm trees for the show because it's Boca, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I did, and they went through a couple of alliterations and came out how she liked them. And then we said, well, why don't we use those pictures for the gallery wall? Mm-hmm. So the art play will be there.
Ooh, yeah.
It'll be like, you know, maybe somebody will like it and take
somebody
it home.
Go, oh, my God, I'm having deja vu. What's happening? I've been here before.
That's special, Tammy.
Yeah, the Art Hunger and, you know, the Reading Cultural District, all that has really been wonderful for artists. You know, because I kind of got up the courage to submit some pictures, and they were in a couple of art shows, and people actually bought some pieces, and I about flipped out. I thought that was so cool.
I bet you that made you cry a little bit.
I did. The first time it happened, I cried. I did. So,
oh,
anyway.
That's cool. That's very cool.
Yeah.
Awesome. So give us the times and dates.
Yes, it's September 5th through the 21st.
5th through the 21st. Okay.
And, you know, it's
right around the corner.
Yeah, Friday, Saturday, Sunday matinees. And there are buyouts available. So if those things don't work, maybe you could check out a buyout and get there.
I love
the buyouts
that.
Are all sold.
Yeah, they are. Yeah.
So that's so cool.
For yours?
Yeah.
For the one? Oh, well, there is no buyout.
Well, there's no buyouts, but maybe you can get tickets at the buyout.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Okay.
People that,
that did do buyouts.
That did do buyouts. Yeah, that's really exciting. Cause,
And what is the best way these days to get tickets for the Riverfront?
I believe online.
Online is the best way. You can get them at the door. Also, I'll remind everybody that on Thursday the 4th, we have a Pay What You Can preview. So you can come in. We do ask for a $5 suggested donation. And that money goes to helping purchase a new roof for the theater. So it's part of our raise the roof. And we've had really great success with the Pay What You Can. Mm. And it's really nice to see a full theater on preview.
Yeah. Mm.
So, and it really helps the cast. When they see...
You just are hoping for that big spenda that comes in and wants to
drop
$100,000 for a roof.
That would be so sweet. So, anyway,
thank you.
Appreciate you having me on tonight and talking about
love
that.
Love to have you.
It's been really fun. Yes.
You're the best, Tammy.
Yeah.
You're like a little treasure. Everybody loves Tammy.
At least in my own mind.
Well, it's true. To you and the cast, break legs.
Thank you, Blake.
Yeah. We'll be right back.
This is Carrie Growl, owner of Organic Pilates. We believe movement is more than exercise. It's a way to connect with yourself. Our new student intro includes a semi-private reformer session, two group classes, and an infrared sauna experience.
And soon, you'll find us in our expanded studio in the heart of downtown Reading. Discover how movement with intention can change the way you feel at Organic Pilates.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Hi friends, RC here with this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Black Diamond by J.C. Newman. This exquisite tasting cigar offers 5-year aged tobaccos not found in any other cigar in the world. Made in the Dominican Republic to the highest standards of the Fuente family farms. Mature notes of cedar, spice, and dark chocolate prevail. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. Three locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like me and you prefer to deal with locally owned companies, you may be interested to know Shasta Gas Propane, which has been around for 28 years, now has the third generation working in the company. For locally owned, family operated service and care, give us a call at 530-365-3793. Thank you.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Yeah. You want to put your headphones on because we're live?
God, I'm not with it tonight.
That's all right. I'm sitting here dancing. Welcome back.
Yeah, welcome back.
Yeah, that was nice. Lots of good info on that story. Super cool.
And we have lots of new great information from our next guest, Melinda Hunter from MC Photography. MC Hunter Photography. Sorry. It's
MC
okay.
MC Hunter. So MC, Hunter. Not MC, MC squared, MCH.
Some people say Mick Hunter.
Oh.
And Melinda's beautiful photography is in the magazine, and she actually did the cover for August issue.
Yep.
And it's beautiful. You do always do such beautiful work. So, but you also do other stuff.
Thank you.
Yes. Thanks for being here.
Yeah. I'm excited to be here.
What is your other stuff?
So photography, just other areas besides, you know, photographing for Enjoy, which I love photographing for the magazine, and I've been doing it, I think, since 2017.
Yeah, it's been a while.
For
sure.
Yeah.
Good stretch.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And I love meeting, you know, I would say it's about 50-50. Half of the people that I get to photograph I know, and the other half I don't know, so I love meeting new people and just getting to know.
I like photography a lot if I am just doing it for myself, right? Because I've done photography for the magazine for years off and on when they need as emergency fill-in and stuff. And I just always know that whenever it's, like, for me, sometimes it can be very high pressure. Mm-hmm. And it makes me sweat. Like, I'll pick up my camera and start sweating, and I'm like, I'm not doing anything. I'm just standing here, and I'm sweating.
Oh.
And I don't know why, but it's not the same as if I'm just out and about.
Yeah.
When I'm out and about, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
You do mostly portrait photography, though. Is that correct?
Yes, I do portrait photography.
I'd be crazy.
I've been doing it since next month will be 25 years.
Wow.
As MC Hunter Photography. I've been doing it for much longer than that, but I really do enjoy photographing people and making them feel good, look good, and, you know, a lot of people are not comfortable on the other side of the camera, and I just have a way about, like, making people feel comfortable.
And that's really a comment that I hear a lot.
That's the gift of gifts. When it comes to photos, I would say the majority of people don't like their picture taken.
Right.
Especially in that kind of environment.
Yeah.
If you're just out with friends and you're in a group at the fair or whatever and pictures taken, that's one thing. But as soon as it's closed and it's focused on you and there's lights, you know, most people are like,
Yeah. And she does, and people call and say, I just want you to know that Melinda made me feel really comfortable.
Well,
and
nice.
I really enjoyed talking to her. So thank you for that.
That couldn't be a better compliment. I mean, in my opinion, for a photographer.
Yeah. And I feel like every time I photograph somebody that I don't know, I just met another friend. Like, I mean, we just have conversation. It's not just like, okay, I'm here to take your picture, you know, when it comes to Enjoy Magazine. But, but I understand what you're saying, James, about picking up a camera and photographing someone, you know, because there's expectations
and that's hard enough, but I, you know, the ones that I give kudos to is like, I could not imagine being a wedding photographer.
No. Yeah.
Oh my God.
No, thank you.
People at their weddings are crazy, right?
And I've done plenty of those.
Expectations, right? Like, it's like right here and now. It's happening now. If something's messed up or if you don't capture what their vision is in their eye, oh, I couldn't even imagine.
Yeah. I used to photograph a lot of weddings.
Did you?
And it's one of the most stressful genres to photograph because, you know, it happens once.
You ruined my life.
But there's something special about photographing weddings because, you know, you have all kinds of dynamics of people's personalities.
A lot of emotion going on.
Yeah, that too. And it always made me feel good because people would come up to me telling me, like, what a great job I'm doing. Usually it's, like, the bride's mom or the groom's mom, you know. And it always kind of amazed me because it's, like, they don't even see, they haven't seen the pictures yet. I took it as a compliment, and I love doing that. I just don't I still photograph weddings, but I don't advertise that. You know, they're few and far between here.
I really love that you do this empowering women over 40. You do these, like, specials, and that's really cool.
Yeah.
Do you do, like, is it, like, groups of women, or is it just, like, headshots, or both?
So it's a campaign. It's a beauty campaign, and the reason why this, how this all got started was in 2019, women that I was photographing, they would come to me and see their pictures, and they would, you know, get emotional, whether it be, you know, happy or can't believe it looks like them or trauma. And so I'm like, wow, there's, like, something here bigger than me just taking pictures. And usually those were, like, headshots or branding images. Mm. So I wanted to start a campaign, and then the pandemic came. And so I started this in 2022, photographing women over 40, because there's something to say when once you hit 40, you know, you're raising children, you lose yourself, or you kind of, like, look back and there's no pictures of you. It's all about your kids.
Right.
So
they were orphans.
Yeah, and including myself, and that kind of became even more impactful and emotional for me because I look back and I'm like, wow. So,
well, I see your ad in here, and it's great. I mean, these pictures that I'm looking at of these women here for this campaign that you're kind of doing, they're really nice because they are very flattering, but they also aren't.
They're really natural.
Yeah, there's no corny or cheesy, right? I mean, they just look really sharp.
Yeah.
And they look like they're enjoying themselves, and they look enjoyable, and
confident,
and approachable, and all that together, right? Because so many times photos can just start to get cheesy, and you're kind of
And that's the one thing, like I do a lot of business branding, like headshots, and to me, I feel like a headshot is like, I don't know, if you're a business owner, you need branding images to broaden, like, to, you know, share, you know, with your audience. Yeah. And so, but
what's the best way that somebody can get a hold of you? Because we are, like, running out. That was fast 15 minutes.
MCHunterPhotography.com, or they can reach me at 530-524-9949.
Well, we appreciate